Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
She can fly away. Oh.
Awesome, awesome. This girl is on fire. Well, good morning. I hope you're on fire as well. And welcome to the broadcast. Today's episode, 5 Reasons to Write Your Book. So I'm going to give people a chance to call in and get on this radio broadcast this morning. Area code 347-945-7991. I want you to call in and listen to this. If you are ever wanted to write a book, if you never thought about writing a book, then you want to tune in to this broadcast on today. 5 reasons why you need to write your book. All right, well, this is Coach Lalisa, and I enjoy helping people do things that seem impossible or that seem so out of the ordinary for their lives. I guess you could say I help people step out of the boat, walk outside of the lines, color outside of the lines, and all those other wonderful things that take people out of their comfort zone. I absolutely enjoy that because it's something that I've gone through myself, and I know the experience, and usually what happens is we never look back. And I actually make a habit, or I made a habit, of not looking back. I am, though, around a lot of people who constantly look back. And you know what we say about those people who look back, they go back. And when you go back, you get set back. And when you get set back, oftentimes you get held back. And with all that going back, it's oftentimes hard to move forward. But I absolutely love and enjoy what I do, so I welcome all of you to the broadcast. I know you're tuned in. I know we have many people who listen to the All About Entrepreneurs show with your host, Coach Lalisa. We are happy about it. We can't wait for our upcoming TV show, and we know that we're going to have lots of viewers because we are just believing that the show is going to be a huge, huge success. So this morning I want to talk to you about 5 reasons you need to write your book. So the first reason I would say you want to write it is because you want a challenge. You're curious. You thought about doing it for the longest time. And you know what? It's time to put your thought in action. You've thought about it. You believe God has told you to do it. You think, if you even think God told you to do it, you need to do it, okay? So, I mean, when you meet him, you don't want to be, well, I thought and I should have. No. No, none of this, I wish I would have, could have, should have. You just do it. Just do it. Now, your problem may be you don't know how to do it, but don't let your problem be fear to do it. So I can help you with that. You can definitely get help on writing your book. We can get that done for you. But you got to write your book. This is why you need to. I'm just giving you some reasons why. All right? The second reason you need to write your book is because it's an opportunity to show your expertise. So whatever it is that you know, that's what you can write about. I wrote about self-development. I wrote about transforming your life. In my first book, God's Plan for My Success, that's what I wrote about, how you can transform your life from a hot mess to God's success. And in my second book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, that book is about personal development, self-discovery. It's really about, as my sister likes to remind me, it's about designing your life. It's about you being the sculptor, and you sitting the sculptor, sitting down, designing your life, choosing how you want it to go. Take some time to see, assess yourself to see what. So that's the other book that I wrote. And so it shows your expertise in that particular field. And if anybody is looking for that particular area, they know to call on you. So the first reason to write it is because you're curious about it. You've thought about it. You've been told to write it. God has told you to write the book. And so you want to go to the next step. And then the second reason is that you want to share your expertise. All right. The third reason is because it's a way to build relationships and to meet new people. You know, oftentimes I may be somewhere where I don't know people, right? And the minute I say I'm an author, right there, it strikes up another conversation. It's almost like saying you're a lawyer or a doctor, because now people are interested. Well, you say you're an author, because why? That's a thing that a lot of people think it's very hard to do, and people think it's very difficult. And it was for many, 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 many hundreds and thousands of years. Or maybe it was easy at first, and then it got hard. Now it's easy again. Because remember, there's nothing new under the sun. So if it's easy now, it was easy before. If it was hard, it was because it was hard before. And it may become hard again. And so that's why you want to definitely, you definitely want to do this, okay? The other thing is that, the other reason is that, the fourth reason is because you want to grow your brand. You want to grow your brand. And so whatever your brand is, right, your brand is, if you are a speaker, this is a way to get out there as a speaker. If you are a truck driver, I don't know. Whatever your brand is, if you are an artist or an actress, most actresses and actors, the majority of them, I would say a large, large percentage, without knowing the exact percentage, just from the feeling that I get, a lot of them have written books. Because why? They have a brand, and that they got to get that brand out there. And so you have a brand as well. I do have one of my other books. I've written a couple of prayer journals, and I've written a couple of spiritual growth journals, rather than not prayer journals. Well, you can make it a prayer journals, but they are at spiritual growth, because that's what I'm into: growth and development, transformation. Like I said, don't look back. You may go back. You may get set back. You'll get held back, and you can't move forward. So that's what I believe in. Going forward, it has to do with growing. If you're going backwards, you're not growing, you're actually declining, you're actually shrinking. So we'd like to go forward, we like to grow, expand. So you get to grow your brand. Again, as a college professor, what do you teach? You might be a biophysicist. You may be a counselor. Whatever it is, these are reasons I'm going over today. If you just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. I'm Coach Lalisa. And I'm talking about five reasons you should write a book. Five reasons you should write a book. And here's my fifth reason. My fifth reason, because it's an opportunity for a second income for you. It's a good second income. Some of you need second incomes. Let's face it. And most people in the jobs today don't pay you enough. And it's not even about you wanting a lot of extra things. Just everything has gone up over the past 20 years. Inflation has really kicked in overdrive. So everything is, you know, I remember when I was younger, you can get a loaf of bread for under a dollar. A loaf of bread today is around $3 to $4, depending on where you go. And so just a loaf of bread, okay? That's just one of the staples. What about milk? Just for a half gallon of milk, it's close to $3. So just the basic staples of things in life are expensive. Imagine the little bit of extra. And so imagine, boy, I can't imagine my mom having to feed 7 children. Goodness gracious. With bread and milk at those prices, whoa, you'd have to literally almost be a millionaire. But this is a great second income. And especially if you have a lot of children and a big family, you got a great sales team and administrative force built in. And it's a way, writing a book is a way to get out from under the pressure of feeling as though your life is in someone else's hands. When you write a book, you automatically feel empowered. So to all my disempowered people, you want to be empowered, write a book. Now, you need help with that. Obviously, it's easy, but it's not simple. It's a complex matter, and you need help with that. So you need to get with me, attend my self-publishing seminar, workshop, or attend someone else's. That's your choice. But I figure since you're tuned in here, you would attend the one that I've put together, designed with you in mind, because I've designed it for the person that is clueless about publishing anything, let alone a book. You don't even know how to publish a one-page article. You may have never written a paper in school, but maybe you have, but that's as far as you've gotten. So that there's a ton of people that have attended my seminar, and they are doing extremely well. They have their books written, and when I get my web page up, I will definitely give you the, I do have a web page, but as soon as I get the URL for it, and I will have a list of the people who I have, that have attended the seminar, and that their books are complete, and I will have them listed on there, possibly get, you know, a testimonial from them, what they enjoyed about the seminar and why they wanted to work with Coach LaLisa, and get your book done. It's really that simple. So that's what I know, and that's what I want to share with you. So you can write your book. Don't forget the five whys. One is because something you've been wanting to do, God tells you to do it. It's a challenge. You thought about it or you didn't think about it. You may be like me. I was a high school dropout. I never thought about writing a book. I didn't want to read a book. I didn't want to touch a book, let alone write one. So for me, it was an absolute challenge in the worst way. I mean, something that, you know, was to me was laughable. Me writing a book was like Abraham telling Sarah in her 80s or however old she was, telling a barren woman that she was going to have a child, okay? So, believe me, you, it was laughable. But that's why I'm one of those persons who subscribe to the concept that God has jokes. He's humorous. So for all those people who think God is some mean, stiff, feeling person, you are wrong. He has a lot of jokes, and he's a humorous, very humorous, because to tell me to write a book and to actually help me get it done, he's absolutely hilarious. And then the second reason is that you get to share your expertise, especially if you are a speaker, a coach, a leader, an entrepreneur, a mother, a teacher. Did I say teacher? Okay, teacher, college professor. You have a doctor, a lawyer, a dry cleaner. You see, you have some type of a chef. You have some type of expertise, a talent manager. I could go on and on. And as a matter of fact, you can send me your title and I can help you turn what you do into a book. So send me, contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLaLisa. Contact me or go to my, or you can, if you're ready to release your book power, send me your email to, you can text the word release my power to 22828. Text 22828, release my power, and in your message say, I want to write a book, and this is my topic, and I can help you develop it further into a book. And so trust me, and some people, just for me telling you this story, you're going to go write your book, because again, you know that you're in a better place than I was, being a high school dropout, flunking out of school, not reading, not touching a book, hating school, thinking that it was a worthless thing, thinking I would never amount to anything. I never thought I would really amount to anything great at all. Certainly not an author. That was the furthest thing from my mind. Now, I'll tell you, you may say, you sure? I'll show you. If I had thought about it, I'm the type of person that if I think about something, I'm going to do it. That's who Lalisa is, in case you don't know. If I think about something, I'm going to do it. So when I was in school, I thought about skipping school, and guess what I did? I skipped school. I thought about doing drugs, so guess what I did? I did drugs. I thought about staying out late, partying, getting in trouble. Guess what? That's what I did. So I have the history for thinking about stuff and then doing it. So same thing today. I thought about holding a conference, and so I am. I thought about doing a radio show, and I did. So that's who I am. So that's why I know with all certainty that I was not even thinking about writing a book. Because if I had thought about writing a book when I was in 14, 15, 21, 32, I would have written a book. It wasn't even a dream of mine. So when I tell you that, and you're probably in a better position because at least you probably thought about it, wanted to do it, maybe even heard God tell you to do it, but you are afraid. Afraid because you know, maybe your story is very scary. Maybe like me, or you were, or maybe worse than me. You were molested by your parent, by a close family member, by a rank stranger. And maybe all these years it has held you in bondage because you feel guilty, you feel ashamed, and you're still sensing, or you have senses of the pain from that. So maybe you're writing your book is a very difficult book. Or maybe there's some other type of abuse or neglect that you have experienced in life, and that's holding you back. Well, contact me. I specialize in those areas, and so that's why I need to probably write another book, so let people know that I specialize in that area. So that's what I'm talking about. Share your expertise. Well, actually, I did, and God's plan, you'll hear about that I went through those things. So that's what time it is, you know. You can do it. I did it. You can do it. Trust me. If I can write a book, anybody can write a book. Is it easy? Yes, it's super-duper-duper easy. Is it simple? No, it's somewhat complex because there's about 9 parts that have to be put in an order. Okay, and there could be 10 pieces altogether. So you have to know those pieces, and absolutely, if you want to go the traditional publishing route where you produce a manuscript and submit it to big publishing houses, that's a simpler step. It's just 2 steps, basically. However, there's no guarantees that they will accept your book. So there are many people who have done that, and they have gotten many, 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 many rejections. And that's okay because, hey, you know, you just keep going. If one turns you down, you go to the next one. They turn, you keep going until you get a yes. Somebody said, I climbed a mountain of 1,000 no's for 1 yes. So sure, you may get a lot of no's. You'll eventually get a yes. But the problem is 10 years could have gone by. 5 years would have gone by. Maybe a year has gone by where if you do it the way I'm teaching, a self-publishing way, no time has to go by other than the processing time. And your book could be pretty much on bookshelves in 6 months, in 3 months. I've known people who have gotten books written in 2 days. Oh, yes, absolutely. 2 days written and published, and literally today. August 15th, congratulations. Welcome to August 15th, 2013. You can actually have it done and online in 2 or 3 days and for sale or distribution. Maybe you don't want to sell it. Maybe you just want to get the word out there. Maybe you want to write a book about how to beat cancer. Did you beat cancer? You want to tell other people how to beat it? Because, like, you don't know who can beat it too. All you know is you beat it, and this is how you beat it. Maybe you beat it by praying. Other people can pray. He said he's no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for another. Maybe you beat it because you changed your diet. Other people can change their diet. You don't know. But if you tell them how you did it, maybe you changed your diet because you had an epiphany. Tell people about your epiphany. Tell people about your dream. Maybe you tell people about how you cried out to the Lord and he moved on your behalf. Other people can cry out to the Lord if they want to. You know, that's why we write, to share with people how we've overcome something. Maybe you beat the blahs on bad relationships. And I know there's a lot of people that need that help. Have you read Facebook lately? Facebook is full of people in bad relationships. That's why a lot of people don't go on Facebook. That's why a lot of people refuse to even get a Facebook account. And some people who have one don't go out there that often because they don't want to be inundated with people with these bad relationships. You may as well sit home and watch the Lifetime channel, which and Lifetime Movie Network, which is full of people in bad relationships. Same thing with soap operas. But, you know, America, for the most part, we're addicted to that kind of stuff. You know, that's why we have shows like Scandal, which was such a big hit, and the haves and the have-nots. You know, in these broadcasts, every single person is in a bad relationship, just about. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in those types of shows that they're not in a bad relationship. And even if their relationship is not steadily bad, it's bad from time to time. Same thing with all the soap operas from back in the day. As the World Turns, The Guiding Lights, Young and the Restless, Another World, One Day at a Time, One Life to Live, I don't know. But, you know, that's how you got those soap operas. That's how you get them. It's bad relationships. If they were good relationships, nobody would watch them. Facebook is full of people who are like that. However, it's okay because people like myself, motivational speakers, empowerment trainers, we can offer help for these individuals, and we'll put motivational work. And so I'm glad they have somewhere to come. I'm glad that they're not at home feeling depressed, ready to take their lives, or I'm glad that they're not out there in the streets doing something, you know, that will really hurt them. So I'm glad that, you know, kudos to you, Mark Zuckerberg, who created this, I guess, Facebook thing. So kudos to you, young man, for creating this portal, this outlet for those individuals and for those of us who are the counseling types who can help at least give them the preachers, the people who can give them a motivational word. So that's all we have time for today. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you back tomorrow, Friday. Don't forget, Friday is open mic day. Call in, shamelessly promote your business. In 2 minutes or less, call 347-945-7991 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, tell a friend to tune in to All About Entrepreneurs. And if you are in the New Jersey, Newark area and you want to come and meet me in person, I'd love to meet you next Saturday, the 24th, at the Downtown Marriott Hotel at the Women Leaders Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. You can go to our website, get your ticket, find out more information. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com. Well, until tomorrow, have an awesome, powerful day.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.